Max, Donny, Sandra, thank you so much for being here tonight. Marion, you're like my mother, but don't think that you're going to clap me on the head with a spoon. Never again. And Digby, I will thank you later. Well, welcome everybody. What an absolute joy and privilege it is for me to be giving my inaugural here at UCT during the centenary celebration of our faculty. And tonight I want to talk to you about what is my passion, understanding the enemy, Mycobacterium tuberculosis. This is the tubercle bacillus, this rod-shaped organism over here, discovered by the great Robert Koch in 1882. And I call it the enemy by virtue of what the TB bacillus has done to humanity. Estimated to infect 1 in 3 people on this planet, 1.5 million deaths of TB, 9 million new cases of TB each year. A sobering way to think about what we're up against is a death of TB every 20 seconds. So for the hour that we're here tonight, about 200 people will die of tuberculosis. And in thinking about how to frame tonight's talk, I came upon this quote by Sun Tzu, the Chinese military general, strategist, and philosopher from ancient China. Invincibility lies in the defense, the possibility of victory in the attack. And if Sun Tzu had known about the tubercle bacillus, he would understand how relevant this is. I want to talk about the invincibility of this pathogen, which lies in the extraordinary defense mechanisms that it is able to harness against what we can throw at it. So the incidence of tuberculosis, incidence is cases per 100,000 of the population. The dark green represent the countries of highest incidence. The most populous nations on Earth, China and India, have the highest burden of TB. But when you divide by the population size, you see the incidence is sitting in our country and in our neighboring countries in sub-Saharan Africa. Of course, the problem here is the very high prevalence of HIV co-infection together with TB. And HIV prevalence in TB cases in South Africa and neighboring countries is about 50% today. There are drugs for the treatment of TB. It is a curable disease with short-course chemotherapy, which paradoxically takes 6 months. For me as a basic scientist, short-course and 6 months don't make sense. But in fact, those drugs work against drug-susceptible TB, but not against drug-resistant TB. And as if the problem of tuberculosis is not bad enough, we're now dealing with a global emergency of drug-resistant TB growing as we speak. The figures are alarming. About 500,000 cases of MDR TB, multi-drug-resistant TB, resistant to the first two-line drugs, isoniazid and rifampicin, has moved towards extensively drug-resistant TB, recognized in 2006 by the WHO as a big problem, a global threat, and in fact made real by the very, very tragic outbreak of XDR-TB in KwaZulu-Natal in Tugela Ferry, in a particularly high prevalence HIV area and associated with very high mortality. And in fact, this figure I think is really very, very telling, because in the 5 years since the Tugela Ferry outbreak, there are more than 90 countries around the world that have recorded at least one case of XDR-TB. And the TB lexicon continues to grow. We are now in the age of TDR-TB or XXDR-TB, totally drug-resistant tuberculosis. The WHO has not defined this, but I think the name is telling. There are no chemotherapeutic options for this form of tuberculosis. And drug-resistant TB threatens the ability to deal with this disease in the individual patient and in the context of a treatment program. I want to share with you tonight my passion for working on tuberculosis and tell you my story of how I got interested in this field and illustrate it with some vignettes that show the kind of science that I've been doing together with this incredible group of people who've worked with me over the past 18 years.